Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Techsplaining. This is Stephanie Donahue, and I'm here today with Mark Rackley, Rob Foster. We are missing Brett Lonsdale, but we have a very special guest with us today. Welcome, Anna Chu. Say hello to everyone.
Hi, everyone. Nice to be here. Thank you to inviting me to Techsplaining.
Yeah, we had to replace, since Brett couldn't make it, we had to take somebody with an exotic accent and bring them on to take his place. So
happy to fill that void.
All right. We all have our roles to play. So
yes.
So I'm Anna, yeah, that's right. Anna, I guess the first question is, who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, so I am Anna Chu. I work for Microsoft and I work in the Microsoft 365 team. I primarily focus on the IT professional role, but a lot of the work I do is focused on community. So as a result, I tend to stretch out beyond my Microsoft 365 walls and look at major events like Microsoft Ignite and Microsoft Ignite the Tour, and look at how we can make sure these events are as involving and engaging of community as possible. So I'm really excited to talk to you about our upcoming event in Orlando in November, which is Microsoft Ignite. And I think all of you have been to Ignite before, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. We actually recorded this show at Ignite last year. So we were fortunate enough to get a speaking slot for that to record the show. So we love it.
Oh, awesome. And what were your impressions of Ignite compared to any of the other events that you've been to?
Well, it's certainly bigger. I think it's probably the biggest conference that Microsoft throws. I don't know. I know there's a ton of people because it is the event of the year. It's the do not miss event. I think everybody kind of clears their calendars to get there.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I get a lot of emails and DMs about how to be involved with Ignite. And certainly we're planning for it to be a massive event again this year. I think the official number that we quote is 26,000 attendees who come to the event, but it feels a lot bigger because that doesn't count all the people staffing the event. It doesn't include everyone back of house and all the vendors who are there. It gets closer to feeling like 40,000 to me, but probably closer to the 35,000 mark. But yeah, it's huge. It goes over 5 days. We kick off with a keynote with Satya on Monday. There's a whole bunch of different technical keynotes that happen after that, that happen concurrently, lots more learning to occur, but also a lot of on-site hands-on opportunities for you to take a look at the products, play with them, and experience them firsthand. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And this is what, the fifth year that Ignite has been Ignite?
It's the fifth year that Ignite's been Ignite. In previous iterations, it was called TechEd. I have no idea what else it was called. Yes, I think the main thing to note this year is that we're going to be much more focused on developer audiences than Ignite has previously been focused on before. It's always typically thought of as the IT pro event, but we're striving really hard to be inclusive of developers this year. Build is still an event, still very core to the developer audience, but as the roles start evolving, or not start, they already are evolving, especially in the world of DevOps, we really need all those conversations to be happening under the one roof and to unite those communities together, because there's so much group think to happen and so much knowledge sharing to maintain. So yeah, that's a really big change from last year.
Well, and
go ahead, Mark.
So my favorite thing about Ignite is that since they first combined SBC and Tech and all those events and created Ignite, it has gotten better and better every single year. It's like every year, it's like you pick something, it's like, ooh, we can do this better next year. Ooh, we can do this better next year. And each year it just continues to get better. So it's definitely, I definitely consider the must attend conference of the year as far as Microsoft landscape goes.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And I think it gets better because we do a lot more to engage with community. So, and that's not going to change this year. If anything, we're going to go even bigger this year. When I finished the event in September last year, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to beat this. Like, this was pretty ultimate. But I, with all the planning that we've got for this year, I think we are going to have our best Ignite yet. And I know I'm going to say that every year, but hey, like, you know, like, you have to like go for lofty goals. So I'm really excited about that.
You know, I think one of my, I don't even consider going to another conference. Like, the, you know, a lot of times there's the SharePoint conference, and there's a lot of other kind of these one-off conferences that is, it's kind of single technology focused. Yeah. Just for me and being in the enterprise, right? So I'm a little different than Mark and Stephanie and Brett in that I work for a very large company, and having the ability to get the people at the table or to the table to talk with me about problems that I'm having is key to a conference like Ignite, because everybody from every discipline is there, whether it be from the product team or other companies that are like me, where I can share thoughts and ideas and do that. I mean, I think it's just, it's the perfect storm of a conference that helps me at least make connections, get the content that I need, and not only make, but also maintain those connections over time, right? Because I've met so many people at shows like Ignite and TechEd that I talk to today, even though we might not talk on a daily basis, but we reach out to each other when we need it. Yeah. It's changed everything for my career. I mean, it's a career change, like, impactful thing, right?
You know? Wow. That's a really, wow. You've put it so well, Rob, because I think some people forget, you know, so the one of the true value propositions of Microsoft Ignite is the networking you get from it. For first time attendees of Ignite, they're trying to make a business case to, you know, their boss for why they should spend a week away from the office and pay the, you know, flights and the price of admission. And what they typically do is take a look at all the speakers and take a look at all the sessions and come up with a schedule. And that's all they fill their schedule with, is just sessions. And that is only, I would even say, like, less than half of the value you get from Microsoft Ignite, because it's the content is there, but the interactions are what's key. Like, I'm sure you've made friends at this conference that you still maintain long-standing relationships with, that you can hit up at any time and say, hey, like, you know, what are you working on right now? I think that you're also experiencing this challenge at this organization. We're going through the same problems as well. What are your experiences? And especially now in 2019, the pace of learning is so much faster than it ever has before. So there is no way that you as an island can learn everything at once. You need to have a good, strong community of people that you can rely upon. So, hey, like, so this new message that we saw in Message Center, like, what is, how are you interpreting this? And what does this mean for your organization? Because it's a similar size or slightly different industry, but there are some similarities. I think there's a lot of value in people sharing their thoughts and what they're experiencing with others, because just reading it, the documentation on docs.microsoft.com is not going to cut it anymore.
Yeah, I always tell people that, you know, they're like struggling. Well, do I go, which sessions do I attend? And they're just so focused on the session. And I like to point out, most of the sessions are recorded. If you've got the chance to network with somebody,
yeah,
take that opportunity. You can watch the session later.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to say don't go to the sessions.
No, I'm not saying that either. No, not at all.
But there's so many sessions happening at one time. The last year, I know I made the comment, at any given time, there were probably 10 sessions that I wanted to go to at the same time. Yeah. And I had to basically pick one and go, well, this is probably the one, and I'll watch the rest of them later. I mean, there's so much great content. I mean, if you focus on the sessions solely, you're going to miss a whole lot, because there's going to be so many simultaneous sessions happening in whatever discipline you're interested in, that it's just overwhelming. So yeah, I mean, I think the focus on the networking, well, not only the networking, but also the vendors, right? I think that's such a key component to reach out to walk around the vendor booths and talk to them about what they're doing and kind of what value they might add to you, because they might be doing something that you need. And I found several vendors last year that I didn't even know I had the problem until I was like, oh, you know what? You're right. This is a gap that we have and we need this, right? Yeah. And I think that's so key as well, because there's a ton of vendors there, and many of them have some very, very compelling products as well to offer.
And Absolutely. Swag. Don't forget the swag.
Yeah.
To the point of, you know, going to the sessions and networking, you can kind of do both. I actually exchange business cards in between sessions, you know, the bridges between buildings there at Ignite in Orlando. Everybody's very friendly and chatty, and you can start conversations with literally anyone and they'll talk to you. And we kind of found out in that very brief time frame between buildings that we had, you know, businesses that were somewhat complimentary. We exchanged business cards and said, hey, let's have a conversation later. And it happened in like 5 minutes between sessions. So I thought that was a neat thing. I love the fact that everybody's just open and willing to share.
Yeah. And that's really just very heartening to hear, because I think right now we all need to sort of be united as one humanity, if you will, because, you know, there is a lot of slight darkness in the world right now. And I think it's kind of really life affirming that, you know, we can all be united about our passion for technology, and we're bridging, like, we're quite literally creating bridges between people all around the world, because people fly in from all corners just to be at this event. And so the chances of you connecting with someone who is from the United Arab Emirates, who is also working on, you know, enterpriseability or security or teams or anything like that, and to have a conversation about something that you all care about, is really something, one of the best reasons why I love working on the community side of things. So that's really, really great. And yes, to Rob's point earlier, we are going to record every single breakout. We are going to record live stream. We're going to record every single breakout and theater session, all of the keynotes, all of the openers, which are the new term for the general sessions, will be recorded too. So the amount of effort we put into recording all this content is one to help ease the FOMO a little bit on not knowing which session to choose and physically be at. But secondly, we put a lot of effort in this content. And for us, like, getting you to be super familiar with all the products that we're announcing or all the guidance that the community is sharing is really critical. And, you know, everyone only has 24 hours in the day, but how you choose to spend it is really key. And giving you that extra option to to go back into the recordings and go through that content is a huge investment on our part, but it's also an investment in your own development too. We really want you to have your hands on the physical PowerPoint deck and the recordings. And so we make a huge effort to make that available to everyone. And the other thing to add to that is that we will be live streaming every single breakout as well throughout the week. And that's to help people who can't afford the time to be away from the office, or just can't make it to Orlando for any other reason. So there is no excuse not to take advantage of the networking opportunities on site is the main thing I want to let you guys know.
You know, something else that I really enjoy as well, and maybe it's just me, I don't think it is, because you keep doing it every year, but it's the hands-on labs. You get to touch and play with basically every piece of technology that Microsoft offers. So you want to go out and learn something about programming against Teams, or maybe machine learning, or something that you are interested in but just haven't had time to research, you can really dig deep in a short amount of time on these hands-on labs that you guys put on. And it's phenomenal, the breadth of knowledge, at least for understanding, that you can gain, not only from doing the labs, but also talking to the experts that are working the labs. It's just such a great opportunity that's not really seen anywhere else but at a conference like Ignite.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're lucky enough to have so many people from the community who are willing to volunteer their time to help staff those labs too. This year and in previous years, we've always leaned on the MCT community. So these are the Microsoft Certified Trainers. And there are about 8,000 of them around the world. And many of them, you know, for them, this is the key event for them to give back to the community and help out either by staffing the Learn booth and helping people be aware of all the Learn resources available from Microsoft, as well as helping people work through those hands-on labs. So we're very lucky to depend upon a community who have all that great expertise.
Well, and the other great thing is, I mean, there is so much community involved that another great thing about how Ignite has evolved over the years is it's more and more and more practical because you've got more and more people who are actually using the technology. And as Microsoft themselves start doing a lot more first-person development, mm-hmm. they're using the technology a lot more. So I just think the whole landscape has become so much more practical and so much less of the maybe marketing It's awesome.
Yeah. And I think to your point, the increase in practical application, I personally think it's the value that the community provides. So what was launched not last week, but the week before was the call for content for Microsoft Ignite, where we're looking to the MVP, RD and MCT communities to submit original contents for 45-minute breakouts and 20-minute theaters. And the analogy I tend to use is think of, Microsoft content delivered by Microsoft engineers and product teams as the theory on how the products are supposed to work and the original design behind it. Whereas the community give you the real life practice, like how to apply the technology in real world scenarios, giving you, insight into common mistakes made or how to apply it in a specific scenario for US government or SMB or any other vertical or a specific type of, or even to drive deployment and driving end user adoption with your end users in your organization. So these are things that the Microsoft folks would probably touch on, but never to that depth of detail that you can expect the community to provide.
Yeah, exactly.
When are those submissions due? I'm asking selfishly for myself.
Well, you've got a good amount of time, but August 4th is the deadline. So if you go to the Microsoft Ignite website, just scroll down to the community section and you'll see there are a number of different opportunities for you to be involved. And the one I mentioned was the call for content. So yes, we're looking for three things, actually. We're looking for original breakouts that are 45 minutes in length, 20-minute theater sessions, as well as exam prep sessions. And those exam prep sessions are exclusive to the MCT community because that's kind of like their bread and butter. They are very familiar with all of the certifications and exams that ladder up to those certifications. So that's content we're looking for. Then the second opportunity is the call for community champions. And we're looking for unconference facilitators. So anyone who's got a great idea on running an unconference. So these are very unstructured, interactive meetings. And to our very first point on networking, this is a great first experience for you if you want to do something a bit more formalized in terms of networking. One of our MVPs, Sue Hanley, ran a really great unconference last year that was all about how to manage your own independent consultancy business, which is, I'm sure, a very relevant topic for many people who are coming to Ignite. Some of them are probably, just wanting to explore if that's an opportunity for them from a business perspective. Others very well versed in that they've been an independent consultant for maybe even more than a decade and wanted to like share some of their knowledge with the community. So conference sessions like that or can be super helpful, as well as like the traditional more tech oriented ones. Diversity in tech is also a really big part of Microsoft Ignite. It was the first time it was launched was at last year's conference, and we've seen some amazing speakers come through that track, covering a whole range of different topics from mental health to trying to bridge the gap on diversity from a recruitment standpoint, lots of different areas. So yeah, we're certainly welcoming unconference sessions. And then the second part of Call for Community Champions are podcasts. So when you guys recorded your podcast at Microsoft Ignite, it was at our podcast center. We have a number of different booths that allow great podcasters to record live for Ignite. All you need to do is bring yourselves and your amazing voices. We'll have all of the crew and equipment available for you to record your podcast. If you did want to have the option to record any video, then you're more than welcome to bring your own camera equipment to do that. But there will certainly be some podcasts that will be giving the exclusive opportunity to deliver their podcast live in front of a studio audience. So typically for podcasts, because we have such high demand, we just need to give you this like meeting room space, if you will, to record your content there. But there's a really big buzz that people get out of seeing their favorite podcast being recorded live in front of them. So for the most popular ones like Windows Weekly with Mary Jo Foley and Paul Sorot, they will certainly get that studio audience experience, but we want to give that to others as well who are just as popular.
But I'll have to say, I mean, you're spot on because Brett and I have been podcasting for over probably 12 years now.
Yeah.
And we've recorded on a bunch of different platforms and all of this and mediums. But the quality of equipment you guys put out there for us podcasters is phenomenal. I mean, it's really, really top quality and the audio comes out spectacular. I mean, I was really like when we walked in last year, I was like, holy smokes.
Yeah.
It was really well done. I mean, it was really well thought out. The engineers were extremely helpful in getting started and finished up. And I mean, it was just an amazing experience from a group like us, right? That we were just there to record and it was just all handled for us. So I mean, it was a real kind of a surreal rock star experience. It was awesome.
And the fact that I think so many of the folks from Microsoft are available, just like yourself being available today on the podcast to kind of talk about things. We see a number of folks on the marketing side and the product groups that are willing to go out and join those podcasts so that we can get some really nice summaries of the content and the hot topics and things that we can get out, especially for those that couldn't be at the conference. Now they kind of know which sessions to go hunting for if they want to go back in and watch them later. I think that's great. I listened to some really fantastic podcasts during Ignite last year, just to kind of catch up on, what did I miss? What else is going on that I didn't know about? And I thought that was really nice that they are so accessible for those
I think the other thing to note is that they're all, most of the people who are in any shape or form involved with Microsoft technology, they're going to be there. So we're all under one roof and we all want to be, engaging with you folk to ensure that people are aware of all the great things that they're doing. So I think the advantage of having everybody there in Orlando is that they're all available and very willing to be part of podcasts like just your own. So the one thing I haven't mentioned so far is the very last opportunity to be involved, and that's to be a community reporter. So this will be our third year running the community reporter program, and it was born from just seeing that there were people at Microsoft Ignite just like sort of running all over the place recording their own content. And I thought, why don't we sort of get the best like 10 people to do that, but on sort of more official Microsoft channels. And so in the last 2 years, we've had the community reporters, 10 of them, to be part of our day one live stream. So the community reporters would, be on the same live stream as Satya, but building it with the filler content between the keynotes that we had. And they would cover lots of different topics. Sometimes they would get to interview their tech heroes like Jeffrey Snova or Mark Rusinovich, and that content would like get into the live stream. And so we're planning to do the same this year, but the main difference is that it's not just going to be a day one live stream, but it's going to be the entire week. So for 5 days, anyone who's selected to be a community reporter are going to be pretty focused on just covering everything that Microsoft Ignite has to offer. So you can cover, topics as diverse as, the IoT or interviewing, Jeff Tepper from SharePoint to, trying to find out what's happening behind the scenes, like how much bacon really is being cooked for this conference, right? I think that Mark will be perfect for that.
That was so much bacon last year. It was amazing.
Yes. There's going to be multiple types of bacon too. So like your mind's going to be blown on the bacon front.
Well, and also last year, I think it was the first year you guys did that whole community section outside of the expo hall, where like every day there was just something different for the community. And I hung out there a lot. Actually, you let me be a guinea pig and let people interview me as trying out for the community reporter. And it was a lot of fun to just, when you had no place else to go, just go hang out in the community area and connect with people and see what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yes, we're hosting an open call for auditions for community reporting. I think traditionally we've always asked the MVP and RD community to be a part of that, but this year we want to make it open for all. So, yes, so if you are interested in that role, please apply. My only condition is that if you're a community reporter, that's the only thing you do, because it is quite a time-consuming commitment, and it'd be a real disappointment if you had to, you know, stretch yourself across both speaking and to deliver a breakout and a theater, as well as being a community reporter. It's very high stakes, but at the same time very rewarding. If you talk to any of our former community reporters, they'll tell you what an amazing week they had and how they'll treasure those memories forever. So yeah, if you're interested, please apply.
That's awesome. I mean, I've seen those guys running around, and it's they look just super high energy and like they're just having the time of their lives. I mean, I'm so happy to hear it's going all 5 days too. So I think that's really great. And hopefully they will get all the Red Bull they can drink or something. I don't know.
Well, you know, like I also am very aware that we need to look after each other, right? Because it can be quite a just a really stressful week if you don't take care of yourself. So, you know, take care of your voices, take care of your entire selves mentally and physically. And if you do notice that, you know, your friends or anyone is just, you know, looking like they need a little bit more tender care, then yeah, just check in, because I think we're all, one of the great things about this event is that everyone does look out for each other. The community has your back. And if you need some time to yourself, then we actually have plans for some wellness activities as well. Still TBD, because we're still finalizing budgets, et cetera. But we do have plans to have some like low stimulus areas and reading rooms and yoga as well. If you just need to take some time for yourself, I think it's really important that we think about that.
Stephanie and I run. We usually host a run as well. So maybe we can add that to the schedule to where we do like a 5K or something.
Yeah.
My favorite wellness activity last year was when you brought in the Bloody Mary cart. Just
Mark, you're a bad influence.
But there was bacon. Yeah. There's bacon and Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, whatever floats your boat.
So what other tips do you have for those that are new to Ignite? Anna, what would you say to someone who's going to Ignite for the first time?
Oh, man. Well, stay tuned to this podcast. Maybe start with that. One of my commitments this year is to make sure I'm involved with the community as much as I can. One of the things that really frazzled me last year was that I felt that in the last minute execution phase of Ignite, I ended up, you know, taking time away from the community. And that was when I really thought was the biggest opportunity to say, hey, like, let me tell you what first timers should be, how they should prepare. So follow me on Twitter. You can find me at @_ACHU, and I'll be posting everything that is community focused. I'll be posting first on Twitter, so follow me there to find out more. But in terms of anyone who's going for the first time, yes, it is important to figure out your schedule, but optimize for as many networking opportunities as possible. I mentioned the unconferences, so take a look for those particular sessions. I am working on attendee networking as well. One of the great things about the event is that you have access to a community of, you know, another 26,000 people who could be just like you. And so I want to make it easy for you to find other people who are, you know, experts in machine learning or any other technology, right? And they could be not just regular attendees, but our speakers and our experts who are going to be staffing the expert booth. One of the big things that I really pursue is making sure that we're not distinguishing too differently, the Microsoft experts versus community experts. If anything, their powers combine. People can learn so much from those folks. So I really want to make sure that you can find experts, whether they're from the community or from Microsoft. So making sure that attending networking is a big part of the event is key. So once that tool becomes available, make sure you schedule those meetings ahead of time, because people's schedules do get booked out pretty quickly. But those would be my two recommendations. But if you are a first time Ignite speaker, then those tips are entirely different. So as you're thinking about your titles and abstracts, think about the learning outcomes that you'd like your attendees to gain from attending your session. And also think about that these are people who do not know you. So always spend the time in introducing yourself in the session and letting people know, like, you know, what level of expertise you have in terms of, you know, is this session designed for people who are just learning about this technology, or is this session going to be a little bit more advanced? And so there's some foundation stuff that they should be aware of before they even come to your session. So setting that expectation clearly in the title and abstract is absolutely important. But we've already got well over 500 submissions so far at last count, at the end of the last week, and I'm sure that's already doubled by now. Unfortunately, the opportunity is only open to MVPs, MCTs, and RDs for the call for content, but for every other opportunity that I mentioned earlier, that's open to anybody. As long as you're over 21, that's the only stipulation, because there is some alcohol on the show floor, and so we've got to abide by those laws. But other than that, that's the only hard and fast rule.
Yeah, and for all the MVPs submitting sessions, just make sure they're less interesting than mine. That's the only thing I ask.
And the thing I always forget to mention is that if you do get selected as a speaker for any one of those roles, we pay for everything. To a limit, but we cover a lot of things. We'll cover your full conference pass for the entire week. You get 6 nights accommodation. You also get your flights covered, up to $600 US dollars for domestic itineraries and $2,000 for international. So that's a pretty great package, and it covers like all the basics that you need to get to Orlando. So yeah,
you've got the best hotel accommodation because you are right there. That was the best part. I was so excited to speak last year in the diversity and tech track, and it was so convenient being at the hotel and being able to coordinate with everyone. So it's not just the fact that it's covered, but you're at like prime location for everything too.
Absolutely. We don't want you to have to like be all sweaty and need another shower before you even like start speaking, you know? So yes, we do look after our speakers.
It's you do. And I look forward to hopefully speaking every year. So it's
we've got your submissions, Mark. They're just in the same bucket as everybody else.
Well, you didn't tell me how I bribe you. That's the thing I need to know. I don't.
No. There's none of that. None of that happening.
Well, I can be bribed for all those out there, listeners out there. You know.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing hopefully many of your faces in Orlando. Have you got any like first timer tips for anyone considering going to the event?
Book your hotel yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, that's go book. If you haven't booked your hotel yet, go book it now. I booked my hotel the day they announced the dates for next year. I booked my hotel. So that's probably the most important thing. And also if you ever feel lost, you ever don't know where to go, just go to the community center. And look for people to connect with, and you will find something fun to do, and you'll find some great networking opportunities.
Oh, also the purple shirts. So our volunteers typically wear purple Microsoft shirts, and they're amazing at helping you find what you're looking for. So if you're lost, you're trying to find a particular theater or a breakout room, they're there to help. They're always so friendly. So even if you're trying to find the community central area, if you find a purple shirt, they're always there to help. So,
Okay. Oh, and one thing you guys did, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Stephanie. One more thing. One of the things you guys did really well last year, I don't know if it was on purpose, But you divided the sessions out really well. So the things I was interested in, I didn't really have to change convention centers much to do that. So I didn't have to walk across that bridge four times a day. And I found that to be very, very helpful for me last year.
That's the same this year. Everything's going to be located in the West Hall. The only exception is that the keynote on Monday will be in the North-South building. But as soon as that keynote is done, we don't need to use that building anymore. So most of your time will be spent in that West building.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So on that same note, there is still a fair amount of walking, and it is, as you mentioned, there's t-shirts, there's fairly casual conference. So for the ladies out there, leave your heels at home, wear your flats.
No heels. Do not wear heels. Not necessary at all. I haven't worn heels in such a long time. I think the last time I wore anything of a certain height was a platform wedge, and I rolled my ankle. It's my body telling me you don't need this. Like, just embrace your shortness. It's okay.
Exactly.
You know, I would say also just one more thing that we kind of hit on was the wellness thing. Get plenty of rest. Take some time, go to the hotel pool, and do the networking, because Ignite's kind of unique in that you could literally spend 24 hours of your day doing things. There's something going on usually every hour of the day and well into the mornings. But do take that time to just kind of refresh and make sure you take care of yourself, because if you do like I typically do, you're going to about 20 hours a day. So I usually come home absolutely exhausted. And this year I'm going to try to at least get some of that wellness stuff in, while Stephanie is not beating me to death on the running course there.
Just double down on the networking that way. You network and get your workout in. That's a wellness thing. It counts.
It is. You about ran my tongue out last year though, man. I was like, oh, I'm done.
I won't be at 10 miles this year, Rob, I promise.
Cool. Well, Anna, thank you so much for spending time with us today. This has been very insightful, and I know the listeners are going to get a tremendous amount of value from this. Do you have anything that you want to leave us with in closing?
Just make sure that you carve out some time to put together a thoughtful submission if you plan to submit for your call for content. That deadline is August 4th. So make sure you, because I will be very clear if your submission is rushed. If I see spelling mistakes, grammatical errors, that's an early hint.
Does that happen? People actually turn it in with, oh no.
Yeah. People, because they just didn't spend the time to think about their submission. And also just think about the people on the other side of that form, right? If chances are, if you don't feel that your session is going to stand out from the crowd, it probably won't. So think about what you have that is unique to share from an expertise point of view, whether it is, a specific niche, if it is an emerging technology, if you have a customer story. We would love to see much more customer evidence in our submissions too. And I do have a small bucket of spare passes to allow for another customer to be with you to deliver that session too. So not a huge amount, just some, but if the customer story is super compelling, then I may be willing to share some of those passes with your customer.
I'm a customer. All right. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us again. It's been tremendously insightful, and we are looking so much forward to being at Ignite and just experiencing it again and seeing what all great things that this conference evolves to, not only this year, but also in future years, because I don't think it's something that will go away, nor should it go away. It's one of the best conferences on the planet.
That's right. And one of the things I haven't talked about yet either is Microsoft Ignite the Tour, which is happening straight after Orlando. We decided to make our lives more difficult by hosting the first one exactly a week after Orlando. And then the tour runs until May in Stockholm. So if you'll have me on another podcast, I can certainly talk about Microsoft Ignite the Tour. But yeah, like right now, we're 100% focused on Orlando first before we really start cutting our teeth on the
So I was thinking about this, and I was thinking maybe me and you can do the interview about Microsoft Ignite the Tour while we are sitting on the front row of the Hulk roller coaster riding it to you all the way around. That would be amazing.
I would love that. That would be amazing. I don't think they allow recording equipment on the roller coaster.
Well, allowed. I mean, as long as you start after.
When my hair is like this.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Let's do it. Why not?
All right.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming, Anna.
All right. No worries. Glad to be on Techsplaining.
Yep. And if anybody has any questions or comments, please shoot us an email at info@techsplaining.net. We'd love to hear from you, and we will get your questions answered as soon as we can in the next show. So thank you so much.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.